It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Very quiet. Ole Miss is quietly leading the SEC West. This week, the SIP has become the top dog in the SEC's rough-and-tumble Western Division. After Alabama's excruciating loss to Tennessee last Saturday dropped the Crimson Tide to 6-1, the state of Mississippi's Ole Miss Rebels are quietly 7-0 and all alone atop the SEC West standings this week. Just like perpetual underdog Rodney Dangerfield.
That's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all. You get no respect from anyone. It's not easy.
The unbeaten 7-0 Ole Miss Rebels are struggling to gain some national respect. The Associated Press has ranked unbeaten Ole Miss one spot below a 6-1 Alabama team this week. Yes, the AP has the Tide at number 6 and Ole Miss undefeated at number 7. But if you follow the SwampSwamiSports.com top 25 rankings, I have Ole Miss at number 4 this week and have discounted the one-loss Bama down to number 11. Yes, my poll does have a bias which favors unbeaten teams over teams with one loss. After losing to Tennessee last week, Alabama head coach Nick Saban told his team to refocus quickly on all their season objectives as they are still attainable, and he's correct. However, Coach Saban's team may have to beat Ole Miss in Oxford later this year in order to get there. The Ole Miss Rebels sport the perfect nickname for the team's unpredictable head football coach, Lane Kiffin. Rebels. The football coach has a play-calling style which can often be described as unconventional. During the Rebels' home game last Saturday against Auburn, Ole Miss had just converted a field goal in the third quarter to take a slim 7-point lead at 31-24. Coach Kiffin then surprised everyone in the stadium by successfully attempting an onside kick to regain possession of the football. Ole Miss then took the ball, scored a touchdown, and grabbed a 38-24 lead, which effectively put the game away. Lane Kiffin now is in his third year at Ole Miss. He even surprised himself with that onside kick call. He refused to even look at members of his own football team while he was calling the play in order to keep the opposing coach from suspecting that something unusual was about to happen. He said, quote, "I always think the other coach is going to look and be like, oh, he's talking to special teams, maybe they're doing something. So I was actually pretending like I was talking to the defense down there about the next series." The 47-year-old football coach admitted that the onside kick play call was a gamble, but it fits his personal style. Kiffin has a long history of taking risks in order to keep his players motivated and focused on the game. After Saturday's win against Auburn, Coach Lane Kiffin told the assembled press, quote, "I probably do overthink things." Well, he may be overthinking things, but the Ole Miss team is performing quite well in 2022. After taking the head coaching position back in 2020, Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss teams have improved from 5-5 during his first year to 10-3 last season and now 7-0 in 2022. Though the Rebels are unbeaten after 7 games, the rest of the nation is still talking about the defending national champions in Georgia, Nick Saban's Alabama team, and this week's newest media darling, the 7-0 Tennessee Volunteers. Meanwhile, Ole Miss has quietly been lurking below the national media radar for most of the entire season. The Rebels will be road-tested, though, for 2 consecutive weeks with tough back-to-back games played in Louisiana and Texas. This coming Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on CBS, Ole Miss visits longtime SEC nemesis LSU, who's 5-2, and their equally difficult home field advantage featuring 103,000 very loud fans. The following week, the Rebels will travel to College Station, Texas to face a 3-3 Texas A&M team, which was a preseason SEC favorite but has failed to meet the expectations this year. Ole Miss and LSU have been playing football against each other since 1894. LSU holds a longtime 64-41-4 record in the series. During the late 1960s and into the early 1970s, former Ole Miss All-American quarterback Archie Manning, yes, the father of future Super Bowl champions Peyton and Eli Manning, became the symbol of a hate-love relationship with Louisiana's football fans. In 1969, Archie Manning's Ole Miss Rebels spoiled LSU's perfect record with a 26-23 win in Oxford. But then the next year, in 1970, LSU and its revenge-seeking home crowd sent Archie Manning's Ole Miss team limping home to Mississippi with a 61-17 rout as the Tigers clinched the SEC title. A regional record was recorded called the Ballad of Archie Who, and it became quite popular at the time. Ole Miss quarterback Archie Manning would be welcomed back into the state of Louisiana, though, the next year as a hero after he became the New Orleans Saints' number one NFL draft pick. LSU has won 5 of the last 6 meetings with Ole Miss, but the unbeaten Rebels come into this week's contest sporting one of the most balanced offenses in the entire nation. The Rebels average 500 yards of offense a game. Ole Miss runs the football more than most SEC teams, and they have a gaudy 270 yards per game rushing average. The passing game is no slouch either, with 230 yards per game. If that isn't enough for the LSU defense to be concerned about, the Ole Miss Rebels are one of the fastest teams in the nation in getting the next play run. Ole Miss takes just about 20 seconds between the end of one play and snapping the football to start the next one. And the Ole Miss defense is tough, too. The Rebels' defense currently ranks number 16 in the country in fewest points allowed per game at 17.3, and that's 1 point per game less than Alabama has allowed through last weekend's action. If Ole Miss should win the game this Saturday at LSU and move their record to 8-0, the last time that the Rebels won their first 8 games was during their last national championship season in 1962. Led by legendary Ole Miss head football coach Johnny Vaught, the 1962 Ole Miss squad finished 10-0 for the first time in history. That 1962 team's defense allowed just 53 points for the year, 5.3 points per game. That's impressive. If the Ole Miss Rebels should successfully get past both LSU and Texas A&M in the ensuing 2 weeks, the team will then return home to Oxford, Mississippi to face Alabama. Nick Saban's Crimson Tide has won the last 6 meetings against Ole Miss. And if the Rebels come into that game unbeaten, though, the Ole Miss fans will be more than ready to exact a little revenge. And speaking of the Ole Miss Rebels fans, the game day environment in Oxford, Mississippi is legendary. Thousands of people descend upon 10 acres of oak, elm, and magnolia trees, which line an area of campus called The Grove, for a unique tailgating experience. A mass of humanity literally descends upon the Grove during Ole Miss's game days. The fans come early to enjoy the food, the beverages, and the people watching. Woo-hoo! Grovers, as they're called, frequently brag, "We may not win every game, but we've never lost a party." Well, this giant pregame party crowd has been known to enjoy the festivities a little bit too much at times, too. It seems that Ole Miss football coach Lane Kiffin has had to issue a stern reminder this year, reminding ticket-holding fans to please come inside the football stadium prior to the kickoff of home games. The coach wants the Ole Miss football fans to provide that same type of home field advantage that many other SEC teams enjoy. After a 7-0 start to begin this 2022 football season, the post-game parties in the Grove have become even more enjoyable in Oxford. If Ole Miss should defeat its remaining SEC schedule at LSU, at Texas A&M, Alabama, at Arkansas, and then the annual Egg Bowl matchup in Oxford against intrastate rival Mississippi State, the Grove in Oxford is going to be a very wild and crazy place this fall. And if Ole Miss somehow navigates its way to an SEC West title in 2022, they will still have to face either Georgia, Tennessee, or even perhaps Kentucky for the SEC title in early December. And if that game occurs, you can count on Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin to devise a few additional surprises in order to seize the momentum and boost his team and the Rebel fans. In 1970, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and ABC broadcaster Dandy Don Meredith responded to Howard Cosell's lengthy commentary featuring a litany of if statements. Don Meredith took it all in and then replied, quote, "If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas." Ole Miss football fans are dreaming about making it into the college football playoffs for the very first time ever this year. And if they should make it, Santa Claus himself will be a special guest of honor to celebrate at the biggest Christmas party ever in the Grove. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. They try to make a tackle.
They wonder where he went. Archie Supermanning should run for president. He wears that number 18 for the big bad red and blue. A rootin' tootin' quarterback.